We go now to Germany, where a father says his country isn't doing enough to keep its young people from fighting alongside ISIS. His own son joined the Islamist militants and was killed this past summer. As NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports, hundreds of Germans have left the country to fight with ISIS, and the number is climbing rapidly. That's despite several intervention programs. Soraya begins her report with one of the online videos designed to attract young Germans to the extremists' cause.
Wir kämpfen bis zum Siege und halten das Gelöbnis.
A young man in a grainy ISIS video on the internet sings in German to a group of fighters in a dimly lit room. The lyrics, which are aimed at young Germans, praise death and sanctify war. The young man sings, no matter how big the enemy, we will never turn away from the battlefield. It's the kind of video that Manfred Kag says his son Alphonse may have watched after secretly converting to Islam when he was 17. The German merchant marine retiree says the following year, his son withdrew all of his savings and took a vacation with two Muslim friends to Turkey. This past summer, not long after he turned 19, Alphonse was killed in Syria. He is one of at least 550 Germans who've joined ISIS, 60 of whom have died, including in suicide attacks. Kag, who is estranged from the boy's mother, says he first learned of his son's death from a TV news program.
Und da sah ich einen Bericht, dass zwei junge Männer.
The report said two young men had gone to his mother's house at night. When she opened up, they said, "Congratulations, your son is now in paradise."
Authorities told him the strangers showed the mother a photo of Alphonse's bullet-ridden body. Cox says he's angry not only because his son is dead, but because he believes the death was avoidable. He says German mosques that extremists frequent are constantly under surveillance by police, and that a 6'5" teen with blonde hair going in and out should have raised suspicions. Cog adds he called the domestic intelligence agency after Alphonse called his mother from Turkey last winter and told her to give away his belongings.
Das war für mich das entscheidende Alarmsignal.
That was a crucial alarm bell. A young person, 18 years of age, buys himself a flat-screen TV, and then we suddenly are allowed to throw away everything he has?
Cog argues Hamburg authorities should have intervened long before Alphonse left Germany. That's what authorities in the nearby state of North Rhine-Westphalia say they are trying to do. They've started working with social workers to find vulnerable German youth. Burkhard Freier heads the state's intelligence service.
We have etwa 10 Anfragen pro Woche.
He says that after 5 months, they are getting about 10 calls a week at each of the three pilot projects working with at-risk youth, especially those in immigrant communities. He acknowledges that's not nearly enough. But he argues that it takes time to earn the trust of both the young people and the Muslim communities they are often recruited from. One of the places where the pilot intervention project called Signpost is underway is here in Hustadt. This suburb, once built to house professors from a nearby university, is now an immigrant community. It gained notoriety after 9/11 because one of the hijackers prayed at a mosque here. More recently, Islamist extremists have tried recruiting some of the Muslim children here, including in this pavilion. Hevidar Yildirim runs a youth club here. She says they were targeting males between the ages of 12 and 18. The youth center director says some of the boys began to say things like, "We aren't allowed to shake girls' hands."
The SAVO hat dann einen Projektantrag gestellt.
Yildirim says local parents and activists decided to fight back by offering a variety of after-school programs and games for kids to keep them away from recruiters. Back in Hamburg, Kag doesn't believe grassroots efforts or pilot projects are the answer. He says he favors more aggressive intervention by German authorities and immediate notification of parents if the suspects are minors.
Die Einflussmöglichkeiten sind ja da. Und deshalb habe ich die Schule.
Kag says he isn't taking any chances with his 13-year-old son, Leonard. He says he's gone to the boys' school to tell teachers what happened to his other son in Syria and to ask them to be on the lookout for suspicious behavior among students. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.